by-election is set to be held after a former party leader on Bolton Council announced his surprise resignation. Paul Heslop, founder and leader of One Kersley, stepped down from the council with immediate effect at the start of October, while his colleagues, Councillor Debbie Newall and Councillor Melanie Livesey, both moved from the now defunct hyperlocal party to Labour the next day. Salford Royal Hospital worker Jackie Schofield has now been announced as Labour's candidate for Mr Heslop's vacant seat. She said, "It's an honour to be selected to join the Kersley Labour team. Working at Salford Royal, representing NHS staff and supporting patients during the pandemic, I know how difficult that time was. For that reason, I am particularly excited to help Debbie and Melanie with the COVID Memorial Garden project." Mr Heslop's decision to step down from the council marked a major shift in the political balance of power in what until then had been his ward. From claiming all three seats, topping the poll in Mr Heslop's case, One Kersley effectively ceased to exist within the space of a few days. It also meant that Labour's total of councillors went up to 28 on Bolton Council, three short of the 31 needed for an overall majority, but significantly ahead of the Conservative opposition of 16 councillors. Ms Schofield will be up against other candidates, including the Liberal Democrats' Charles Cooper, about whom Liberal Democrat leader Councillor Roger Hayes said, "He's been a lifelong member of firstly the Liberals and then the Liberal Democrats. It was some time ago now, but he was on Bolton Council for a couple of years." The by-election itself will be held on Thursday, November 16th.